Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. Toni, today we're going to be talking about unique challenges in retirement. You know, creating a customized retirement plan for any particular individual can mean addressing unique challenges. So with all of the things we're going to discuss today, we're going to talk about the challenges presented and then ways that we can address those. Mm-hmm. So let's take the first one that I see that can really throw a wrench in people's works, and that is early retirement.
Mm, yeah.
So if somebody either wants to retire early or they get retired early,
mm-hmm.
right? Because right. there's a lot of companies here in town that are laying people off pretty regularly.
Right.
You know, we've seen it a lot at AT&T, U.S. Steel, obviously.
Southern Company, yeah. Banks.
Yeah.
Banks.
It happens, and it really happens in every industry. You know, we're not trying to call out any particular employers, but those are just some of the ones that we've seen the most.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes they call it offering them a package, which
right.
sounds nicer than we want you to go home.
Right.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right. And so that situation is a lot more challenging for the families that we help than if they're choosing to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But let's talk about both of those things.
Okay.
So if someone gets retired early and they weren't expecting it, in most circumstances, they aren't ready to retire. They were planning on working longer because they wanted to save more money, or they were still, you know, they wanted to live the lifestyle that they were used to and they were concerned that they didn't have enough saved. Maybe that's the same thing.
Right.
Or, you know, they've still got things they were trying to accomplish, like pay the house off first.
Still have kids at home or in college.
Kids
or
out of college. Yep. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say that.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, they were intending on maybe reducing their lifestyle at some point right before they retired. They had a few more years that they were going to do some things, and then, you know, things around the house, you know, updates to the house. I see that a lot. You know, we're going to do all this stuff. And then after I retire, then we'll have a, you know, we won't have as much of spending to do, but sometimes that catches you short.
So what do we do for those folks? What advice do we give them? Well, obviously we would suggest that they come see us.
Right.
But the other thing is really, there's a few things. You've got to get clear on how much money is going out the door,
mm-hmm.
right? So most people that go through our lifestyle analysis are shocked.
Yeah.
So here's what happens most of the time. People create a budget where they've kind of put their bare bones expenses in there. You know, utilities, whatever, mortgages.
And then they even put a little fudge factor, a little slush in there,
right.
and it's still too low.
Oh, it's
never
always,
enough,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens is they live a few years and they say, well, yeah, we're spending more than we thought, but it's because this happened or
right.
that happened.
And we couldn't help it. You know,
right.
we had a health problem, or we had a, you know, a roof leak, or, you know, something. And I'm like, well, that's called life. Of
yeah,
course.
So we've got a plan for those
right.
things.
It's right? not that we can keep things from happening, but we can plan for them so that they don't hurt you when they happen.
And so part of our roadmap process, Toni, is to really nail all that down for people.
Right.
And I know you were saying this to me yesterday, how often people say to you, nobody's ever analyzed all this for us
yeah.
like you've done.
Right.
Nobody's ever laid this all out and made us go through the process. And it's not hard,
mm-mm.
but you know, it is important.
It is important.
Right. If somebody's going to quit working.
Right.
and want to live for 20 or 30 years and have their money last, we can't just wing it.
Well, you know, one of the things that I sat down with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and we were in our second, you know, those two complimentary appointments we do with folks, visits that we do with people when we're sitting down and analyzing things. And when we got back for that second visit, you know, that's kind of the big reveal. We were looking at things. He goes, oh, I'm just scared to see what your observations are going to be. You know, I just don't even want to look at it. And it ended up being, you know, a lot of the things they were already thinking, some of the things they didn't think about thinking about.
Right.
And then it was like, then we started talking about how we, you know, what will we do to put things together where these things don't you know, kneecap us down the road somewhere. And I think people feel a lot better once they know, hey, there is a clear path. It's just not knowing it is the scariest thing to me. And it is for almost everybody I see.
Well, but don't you find that a lot of that sometimes people feel like the gentleman you were talking about, it's they're scared to know?
Yeah.
So here's the question that we always ask. Is there anything about your health or your wealth that if you ignore, it's going to get better?
No. I mean, and I say this too. I use the same analogy. If you've gone two blocks too far, it's easy for me to redirect you and bring you back to the, on the right path. If we've gone 200 miles too far, that's a tough one. It's just like, You know, we want to fix these things early and have a plan B behind it in case things don't go the way that we hope they do. But we want to make sure that if you're on the right path and a really good, solid path to begin with, or even early after retirement, that just helps so much more than if we've gone way, way, way too far. And now we got to fix some things that are kind of not the best things that we would hope for.
But either way.
Yeah.
Either way, we need a plan.
You
got
to know. Right.
Are you looking for a way to get more education about financial planning and retirement? Be sure to request one of our retirement toolboxes, packed with loads of resources you need to help navigate the world of finance and to make the decisions necessary for you to live with confidence and joy in retirement. In the toolbox, you'll find plenty of helpful guides that explain what to do in a down market, the things to check in on your portfolio to see if a recession will rob you of your retirement. Additional guides focus on taxes, legacy planning, healthcare expenses, and several other important aspects of retirement planning. Check out the toolkit right now on AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com, or just click the link in today's show description.
Let's move on and talk about, you know, one of the next, you know, unique challenges. And I'm going to pick separate finances.
Yeah.
Where the husband and wife keep their money separate, which isn't uncommon, especially in second marriages or things like that. You know, they keep their funds separately, and who they're going to pass their money on when both of them, one of the other's gone, might go to their kids from a previous marriage, that kind of thing. And we see that a lot. But it does create a little bit more of a challenge.
Definitely.
You know, and a lot more planning. We got to be, you know, a lot more, you know, we have less flexibility with what we're able to do. So we just got to make sure that we're doing it right. And we're making sure that not just the couple's taken care of, but then once one of them passes away, you know, their funds have to be going to where they want them to go to. And we got to make sure they've got that all, you know, wrapped up in the most efficient way possible.
Well, and don't you find that our process often is facilitating conversations among those couples that they're very glad they had? They maybe had not purposely been avoiding,
but just never came.
But hadn't gotten around to it.
Well, and I'll say this. Here's what I am starting to see a lot more of. People that are coming in and it's their second marriage, but they've only been married 1, 2, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So really, in the early years of marriage, sometimes those things, especially if you've already been married before and you're like, okay, I've already gone through the whole financial talk with the husband and the wife thing, and don't really find it hugely necessary to rehab that again at any at
well,
a deep level.
Well, especially if they're both working and they're both earning income.
And they have their own money.
And they have their own money and they're keeping their stuff separate. So how is a couple like that going to create a retirement plan that's going to work for both of them and their families?
And our process is designed specifically for that as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, if anything, I would say we really bring that clarity and that, I guess, marrying them to their money better than anything I could think that they're doing. Because a lot of times when we really look at what they're doing right now, you know, she's doing her thing over here and she's spending money in her way and he's doing the same thing. And that may keep peace in the family while they're working. But once they retire, their situations are different. You know, what they elected for pensions, if they have them, what their, you know, their Social Security choices, all of that has kind of not been looked at very deeply. Or
how are they both going to take what they've saved and turn that into income? And how much income are they going to need?
Right.
Because a diversified portfolio is not an income plan.
And it's even harder when another thing you just are hitting on here is that when there's two different, you know, baskets of money, when finances are separate, that lifestyle analysis really needs to be done. I mean, there's a lot of times I've heard people say, I don't want him to know what I spend, or I don't want. But really, it's okay, because, I mean, he's spending too. I mean, you know, it's okay. It's just, and we never sit down and go, well, what are you spending this on?
If they don't figure that out.
Yeah, it can be a
potential disaster, right? So again, we're talking about some things that, you know, people might procrastinate over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm scared of the answer, or I don't really want to have those conversations. And yet, you know, let's be big boys and girls here and realize that ignoring those things isn't going to make them better. It's going to make them worse.
You're kicking a problem down the road that's getting bigger and bigger every time, you know, the longer you wait. I mean, it really is. It just grows and grows. So, you know, I think it's better to find out, you know, if you've got good news, bad news, whatever, it's better to find it out today than it is later when, like I said, you're 200 miles too far.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.